morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now, here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. This Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, how are we doing?
Great.
Great.
Good morning.
It's Easter Sunday, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Great.
Oh, there you go. This Holy Week, we've been studying really Jesus' journey from his triumphal entry last Sunday on Palm Sunday to the cross. And now today we'll look at the resurrection. We've been looking predominantly through Mark's narrative on Jesus' journey there, because Mark kind of gives us a daily account of what Jesus does and says as he enters the city of Jerusalem, all the way up through his death and resurrection. So we want to stay with the Gospel of Mark, and so today we'll look at Mark's resurrection story, which is a short one. It's only about 8 verses compared to like Matthew, Luke, and John's. All right. So could I get somebody to kindly read from Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8?
Yes, sir. It says, Jesus has risen. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. And they entered the tomb. They saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Initial insights. Maybe some new insights predicated on what you've learned earlier throughout the week through our studies of Mark's representation of the last week of Jesus' life. What jumps out at you? I know it's an old familiar story. It is Easter.
To me, seeing somebody else sitting in there, you know, him being gone, they were alarmed, you know, surprised, afraid.
Okay, so there is some emotional responses there. Obviously, consistent with Mark, we see him state that this is the first day of the week. Thus, that's why Easter tends to be on Sunday, unlike maybe Christmas, which can be any day of the week. But Mark's pretty good, as we've learned throughout earlier studies in the week, that Mark gives us a day-by-day account. And here it is, the first day of the week. And yes, on their way, there's some concern. We're a bunch of little women. Who's going to move away the stone? All right? And then when they get there, they're a little anxious and a little fearful, alarmed. Right.
And then the one sitting in there also singled out Peter, telling his disciples and Peter. Why was he singled out? You know.
Okay.
I don't know. I think kind of, you know, he's just saying that because Peter, I don't know, maybe denied Jesus, and he's kind of, you know, telling them, yeah, go talk to Peter too. Because I'm sure at this point, I don't know, they might have been upset with him, you know. Peter might have been singling himself out from the group, so go find Peter also.
I think it's a good
good story about, like, you know, the women went there wondering how they were going to move the stone. It's kind of like us, something that looks so big and so challenging that we can't do it ourselves. God can do it and bring us back to a new life.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
The line where it says, he is going ahead of you into Galilee, there you will see him just as he told you. You know, so there were probably doubters as to whether or not he was going to be in Galilee. He was dead. They probably were not absolutely certain, you know, when they went to that tomb, or when he was put in that tomb, that they were going to see him in Galilee.
Okay. All right, yeah, a couple things. If I show up at the tomb, on my way, I'm thinking, this is a pretty big rock. This got to be moved. I get there, the rock's moved. The body I know that we put in there is not in there. There's somebody else sitting there, and that body's gone. So with all this emotionalism, I may be initially fearful that, you know, what have you done with him? Right, in John's gospel, where's he gone? Somebody's taken him. So there's a sense of fear. Galilee, you will see him. Okay, there's a couple things there. Now all of a sudden I'm going to see him. So what am I really being told?
He's alive.
Which is what we tend to say on Easter Sunday, right? Today is Resurrection Sunday. Jesus lives.
He is risen.
Right, and we'll see this if you were to get into. And we've kind of looked at it before. You know, the coming of the Spirit. You know that Jesus' presence is still here. Now, I know here at Lenawee County Mission, the residents tend to know when the presence of the executive director is. For a couple of reasons. It may be, maybe you've been out at our social enterprise Blessings and More, you've been at our feeding ministry Fishes and Loaves, or you've been out on the turkey farm, or you've been out cutting grass, or you've been somewhere else, and you come back and you see my car. There's visible evidence that the presence is here. or maybe you come into the house and you hear my voice on the phone. There's some sort of confirmation that presence is here. And we even have the joke in here, you know, with that when the cat's away, mice play, right? There's this, somehow or another, we know when the presence isn't here. They're laughing silently. There's this promise coming out of the young man saying, look, go into Galilee, you know, and there you will see him. He's alive. His presence is what they're going to encounter. Now, we've all been in relationships, not necessarily with the executive director of Lenawee County Mission, but there's something because of our relationship, even when someone is absent, they can feel present. Right? Maybe we've had a loved one that's died, right? Or maybe we've had a loved one and we've had to go overseas, you know, for a military commitment or something. There's an absence, but yet there's this sense of presence. And that's what they're going to experience. So the first thing we have to recognize is that he's not dead. He's alive. We still sense his presence. Interesting enough, it says go back to Galilee, which is a nice little way of wrapping up Mark's gospel. Because we know the rest of chapter 16 are additions to Mark's gospel to kind of complete the resurrection stories. But the original ends right here. And it kind of ends somewhat harshly. It's an empty tomb, but it has this promise of hope. Go back to Galilee. Where did Jesus' ministry start?
Yeah.
And what did he start in Galilee?
Revolution.
Okay, a revolution of?
Love.
Love, peace. All right. And his proclamation, his message was? Okay, yeah, the way of love, the revolution of the kingdom. Go back and where it all started and keep doing it. So where Matthew's going to say on the Great Commission, to make disciples. Disciples are not people who believe. Disciples are people who are obedient. So as we saw last week on Palm Sunday, we were given the invitation, which procession are we following? Right? Pilate's, the way of violence, the way of war, the way of military might, imperialism, or the procession of the Messiah, the procession of peace, procession of nonviolence, life transformation.
Okay. Life change.
Yes, and now today, Easter Sunday is really another invitation. Right, what else did you hear coming out of this? He's not dead, he's alive. What about the scripture? I'm trying to find it right here.
Don't be alarmed.
Yeah, do not be alarmed, you know, be at peace. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. Now, do you think Mark just kind of put who was crucified in there to say, we don't want to confuse any other Jesus from Nazareth? In other words, there's another Jesus of Nazareth out there that wasn't crucified. So that becomes some way of identifying this, you know, separating this particular Jesus from some other Jesus of Nazareth? Or is Mark saying, this is Jesus of Nazareth, the one who was crucified?
Yeah.
Has risen. Now there's this... there's this contradiction, this juxtaposition. Who crucified him?
Romans.
Well, we have the kind of the domination system, right? We have the as we've been studying the imperial violence that's religiously justified. This crucified him, but he's risen. Says what?
That's greater. What?
What's that?
That's greater than the Roman.
So, yeah, for Mark and the biblical authors and the first Christians, the resurrection wasn't just it wasn't about confirmation of an afterlife. It's that Jesus's confrontation throughout Holy Week with the domination system has been vindicated. God is victorious. Death, the worst that the imperial domination system can offer, that is oftentimes religiously justified, is dead. So those are the two big statements that Mark's making. And these statements are so huge, right? He's not dead, he's alive. His presence is still in our midst. Go to Galilee where it all started, because the domination systems are going to go on. And as Jesus says in the Great Commission of Matthew 28, he also kind of gives Peter an indication at the end of John's Gospel in chapter 21. We're all familiar with that little story, right? Mm-hmm. Peter, do you love me? Mm-hmm. You my sheep. All right, you familiar with that?
Yes.
Do you recall what Jesus says afterwards, after he said all that? Feed my sheep. Verse 18, chapter 21 of John's Gospel. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go. Now, we all understand that this is kind of Jesus saying, Peter, they're going to crucify you. You're going to die like me. He said this to indicate the kind of death of which you glorify God. After this, Jesus said to him,
follow me.
Follow me. Gentlemen, last week we talked about Jesus calling people to follow him as he's entering the city. Throughout his time, he's still extending this invitation. He has been crucified. He is risen. The victory has been accomplished, and the invitation is still there. Come follow me. It's the same invitation Mark starts his gospel with. You know, the kingdom of God is here. Come follow me. And following isn't about belief. Following is about obedience.
All right, continue to carry the message and to live.
Stand for justice.
You know, the revolution.
Against injustice.
Of love in opposition to the domination.
Yeah, yeah. And it's consistent kind of with what Paul would have made reference long before Mark wrote on Jesus' resurrection, is the inauguration of the life transformation of God's creation on earth. Victory has been conquered. Or has been established. Death has been conquered. Right? The new creation has been inaugurated. To follow me means here's the journey. Now, are you on the journey towards domination?
No.
Are you on the journey towards transformation? So like Palm Sunday, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday also offers us the invitation. What journey are you on? Which way are you following? Okay? Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on this week, this Easter Sunday's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.